Washington State is a leader in anti-human trafficking efforts. We were the first to pass a state law making human trafficking illegal. This year, lawmakers are considering a new bill that would help sex trafficking victims clear their records of prostitution convictions. This expands on a law that passed 2 years ago. Washington is one of only 14 states with this type of law. It's part of a trend nationwide to take a victim-centered approach to prostitution. KUOW's Sarah Lerner reports.
When you're in it, it's known as the life. This bill is all about helping these girls build a whole new life. That generally means going to school, working, and of course, that involves applying to jobs. But that's tough when potential employers find a record full of prostitution charges. There's already a law in place that helps victims clear their records, but it only allows victims to eliminate one conviction. The bill's expansion would let them remove multiple.
The reality is that individuals engaged in prostitution are often caught and arrested and prosecuted multiple times over their time in the life.
Val Ritchie is a King County senior deputy prosecutor who works exclusively on human trafficking-related cases.
Allowing them to remove those convictions because they were obtained as a result of engaging in prostitution through force or coercion makes a lot of sense, whether it's one conviction or two or three.
To understand just how hard it is to actually get out of the life and build a new one, meet Nicole. She's doing that now. She's working three jobs and going to school full time. She wants to be a victim's advocate, someone who can help young women like herself.
When I go after jobs, I have a criminal history. I go for job interviews. I have to sit down with these employers and explain to them, look, I was a victim in a sex trafficking case. It's really hard to get people to understand.
She says they don't get the meaning of it all because they don't see someone with a prostitution record as a victim.
They think, oh, you just wanted to make a quick buck and take the lazy way out of life. They don't really understand. Girls get trapped in it.
She says she's missed out on some serious job opportunities that could have helped get her career started. And doing all of this, moving forward, forging ahead, there are little reminders of her former life that no one else sees that make it tough for her every day.
I was in the hospital for a week. I had reconstructive surgery on my face. I've got three plates around my left eye. My whole entire left eye socket broke. Like, when I look in the mirror, when I do my hair and my makeup like a normal person to go to work or something, I can see that my face doesn't look the same as it used to. If people haven't known me before, they could never tell. But it's the fact that I can.
She had 8 concussions from this same incident, which she calls a real blowout, a beating from her pimp. He's in prison now, but she's still afraid of him and his friends, and that's why she's not revealing her last name in this story. As for helping people like Nicole out, the prosecutor, Val Ritchie, says he hopes the bill expansion passes through the state Senate. An identical expansion to the bill passed the House last year, but got stalled in the mostly Republican-controlled Senate. This year, the bill sponsor says it does have a better chance. That's because a compromise is being sorted out. Whether it does or not, though, Ritchie says there's something else. People need to know about this law. He does trainings on human trafficking for law enforcement and advocacy groups all over the state, and he says he consistently ends up telling people about it for the first time. Nicole sure didn't know anything of it. And for her, getting her record clear?
I think it would just be the best thing in the world.
The next step would be a hearing on the bill in the state Senate's Law and Justice Committee if the committee chair decides to schedule it. Senate committees meet again next week. I'm Sarah Lerner, KUOW News.